Hello, and welcome to the penultimate Day One Digest, the podcast delivering essential cost guidance for trainee solicitors and junior fairness in bite-sized episodes. I'm Lee Dixon, and today we're unpacking a fundamental, if not the most fundamental principle in English legal costs, proportionality. Understanding proportionality is essential when conducting litigation, as it can have a significant impact on your cost recovery. Frankly, it's impossible to cover proportionality in 5 minutes, so your urge to listen to any other podcasts or read any other articles you can on this issue. The more you try to understand it, the better off your cost recovery will be. So, pop open that tub of tasty barbecue flavour crisps and let's get cracking. Proportionality is the key principle in costs law, ensuring that costs claimed in litigation are reasonable and justifiable in relation to the case circumstances. CBR 44.35 states that incurred costs are proportionate if they bear a reasonable relationship to several factors. These include the sums in issue in the proceedings, not the final settlement outcome. The sums in issue, they can be very different figures. The value of any non-monetary relief in issue in the proceedings. The complexity of the litigation. Any additional work generated by the conduct of the paying party. Now, not necessarily misconduct. If your opponent decides perfectly reasonably to contest your case right up to the door of trial, irrespective of the final outcome value, then inevitably the costs are going to be high. Any wider factors involved in the proceedings, such as reputation or public importance, and any additional work undertaken or expense incurred due to the vulnerability of a party or any witness. Proportionality is intended as a shield against unreasonable costs, but it comes with a very sharp edge. Even if costs are reasonably incurred and necessary, they can still be reduced if they are deemed disproportionate. So, how does the court apply proportionality? Therein lies the conundrum. There are many cases on this point, but the current lead case is West and Stockport NHS Foundation Trust, which provides invaluable guidance on how to apply the test, and you should definitely read it. West found that the court should carry out a line-by-line assessment of the reasonableness of each item, and having completed the line-by-line assessment, the court should step back and consider whether the final figure is proportionate. If not, a further proportionality assessment should be undertaken by category of cost. These are somewhat undefined, but generally focus on peaks of cost, such as expert evidence or specific time periods. Read the case. The court also found that proportionality did not apply to unavoidable costs, which includes VAT, court fees, insurance premiums, and the cost of preparing and checking the bill. So, let's look at an example. If your bill totals, say, £200,000, you deduct these elements to reach your base costs total. So if you remove VAT, court fees and so on, you might be left with, say, £150,000. And this is the starting point for determining proportionality after the line-by-line assessment itself. This proportionality assessment will most likely manifest as a percentage reduction to that element of costs found to be disproportionate, or even to the total outcome itself. Or the court will simply give you a figure. So, to continue the example, your base costs are £150,000, then it's assessed down line by line to £122,000. However, the court looks at CBR 44.3 and remains concerned that this is a disproportionate amount and awards you, say, £95,000. How does the court decide the £27,000 worth of your cost was disproportionate? Well, that will definitely be case specific and probably a tough pill to swallow if it happens. As you can hopefully see, proportionality really does underpin cost assessment and a court has considerable discretion when applying it. That's not the only time you must be aware of proportionality. In cost budgeting, the court cannot approve a disproportionate budget, meaning some finding of proportionality will exist within that process, which is much earlier than a cost assessment. But budgeting is a really complicated issue and not for today. So let's look at some practical tips for trainees to work effectively with proportionality. Consider these three best practices. Number one, monitor costs throughout the case. Ask yourself whether any decision you make in the litigation is proportionate to your intended outcome. Essentially, undertake a cost-benefit analysis as you go. Very crudely, is it worth putting your client to £10,000 worth of costs obtaining evidence that it will only add £2,000 worth of compensation? You must continually ask yourself these questions if you want to avoid any kind of proportionality problems at the end. Two, justify costs clearly. If your costs are high and you feel there is a risk of proportionality applying, provide evidence explaining why they are what they are. Bear in mind those factors at CPR 44.3, and when you time record any peaks of time or work flowing from a decision that you think might appear disproportionate, explain your reasoning. Three, budgeting. So to skip back to budgeting, a well-prepared cost budget increases the likelihood of cost recovery. A court can only approve a proportionate budget, which means if your budget is solid and proportionality is dealt with at that time, the risk can be managed proactively. As I say, however, budgeting is not really for today. Proportionality is meant to ensure costs are reasonable, but it is a nebulous concept that is almost entirely subject to judicial discretion, so it's tricky to predict. Even necessary costs can be reduced if they are deemed disproportionate, making careful budgeting and justification absolutely essential. If I had one last comment, it would be that proportionality is so incredibly important, I cannot do it justice in 5 minutes. And as I said at the beginning, please do read around this subject. There are some fantastic resources out there that will absolutely help you gain some understanding of this incredibly complicated and vital topic. So that's it for today's Day One Digest. I hope you found it useful. Be sure to subscribe and share it with whoever you feel may benefit. Until next time, always keep a pencil in your desk. Thanks for listening.